You know, the reason why we are encouraged to come see the King is because we can. It's because we can. The King is not far off in a separate place that is far removed from the people, set apart in another land apart from his kingdom. That's what makes Christianity different than every other so-called religion in the world, is that our King has come close. Not just close, he's come incredibly close. He's not just come to rule over his people, he's come to rule with his people, among his people. Are you, any of you musicians familiar with the term sympathetic resonance? Yeah? You know, some of you all familiar with sympathetic resonance? All right, I had no idea what it was. I'm glad you do. Hey, Chris, would you come, or Eric, whatever, it doesn't matter. Would you play a middle C? It's called middle C. I'm not sure. Yeah, middle C. Is that middle C? Okay. So I didn't know what that was, middle C. Sympathetic resonance says this. I know y'all are wondering what I'm doing way over here. It's okay. Sympathetic resonance says this, that even though he played that middle C on an electronic keyboard, because this piano, which is very badly out of tune, is over here and is a stringed instrument, the middle C over here will vibrate. Go ahead and play it again, Eric. Did you hear it? No, of course you didn't hear it. You heard him play, but what you didn't hear and you wouldn't hear, even if you're standing over here, is that very lightly over here, because he played middle C over here will resonate just barely. Now, I'm not going to do it, but if I were to get a bunch of you guys up here and we were to grab this piano and pull it closer, the closer and closer and closer that we pulled it over, when he would play middle C or whatever he played, it would resonate more and more and more on that same string. Do you realize why God has come? Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. Oh, wow. God has come close because when the strings of our heart were playing, they were so maybe badly out of tune. God came close. Close enough to live in your own heart. He knows every single pain and struggle and difficulty and trial and temptation and ugliness and shame and guilt and problem and sorrow. He knows every issue. And the reason why is because God was not willing as the King to live far away. And so he sent his only Son, very flesh of God, Emmanuel, God is with us. He came close and he played middle C to resonate close in your heart. So you say, well, I often don't feel God resonate close in my heart. Can I assure you today of this? It is not because God has not come close. It is because we have drawn far away. Hebrews says, since then we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. So then he says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Christ has come close. God is here. He came to see and to feel and to know and to rescue. And this is why the psalmist says of Christ, thousands of years before, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. And he also says the Lord is near to all those who call on him. You know, we're all brokenhearted. We're all out of tune. In fact, most of us, we have a few strings broken. But this is why Christ has come. This is what we celebrate at Christmas. That God is done with being far away. And he has given us Christ to bring us close. So many people around the world today trying to do things to make themselves close to God. When the psalmist says, he's already here. And he draws near to those who call on him. Perhaps today you need to call on him. Perhaps today you need to call upon the Lord. Perhaps today you know that you are not in sympathetic resonance. Let's see if I can throw out another music term. Instead, you are in extreme dissonance. You're not in tune with the Lord. That's okay. And here's why. Because Christ came close. And he played the middle C first. And you know today that it resonates in your heart. So today, would you call upon him? Would you call upon the name of the Lord? He has drawn near to us. Would you draw near to him? Christmas is about a lot of things. But truly, what Christmas is all boiled down to is that God has come close. Draw close to him today. Well, let's pray together. Father, thank you for the hope that we have in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have so joyfully sung of, that we have heard the story. And today I pray, God, that as you have struck the first chord with your Son, the Christ, the middle C, that as our hearts begin even in a faint way to resonate, I pray that we would call out to you, that we would cry out to you, that we would confess our sins, for you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, let us this season draw near to you. For those who are not followers of Christ today, God, I pray today they would know that you have drawn very near, and you call out to them today to come. God, for those who are in Christ, perhaps who have drifted away, God, today is the opportunity to come back, to draw near to the throne of grace, to receive mercy and forgiveness and the grace that covers all of our sin. Your word says that you know how to rescue the godly. Thank you that you have sent your Son, our Savior, born in a manger, born of a virgin, who lived a perfect life, who took upon us our heinous sin and died a death that we deserved. May we draw near to Christ today, the perfect King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May you be exalted in this season and every day as we turn our attention to the God who has drawn near, who's come close. And may we know and walk with you today. You are good. We love you. And we ask that you would walk with us today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.